Welcome back to AgriTalk at the National Biodiesel Conference in Grapevine, Texas. One of those that would have been here had it not been for the big snow out east is Gene Hemphill. Gene is snowed in Pennsylvania at the moment. Gene, a longtime employee with New Holland, but recently retired, although still does some work for New Holland. And Gene, good to have you by phone. I know you'd rather be here at the conference. We hope to see you later this week in Louisville at the National Farm Machinery Show. But the relationship between New Holland and biodiesel has been a very strong one over the years, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and I'm really very sorry about missing this meeting. I think it's the first one I've probably missed in the last 5 years. But as I say, I'm only 25 inches away from you, and that's snow inches.
Yeah.
But no, the we've had a strong relationship with biodiesel for over two decades now. Back, in fact, when they called it soy diesel. And we're happy to keep up our performance and support of it, either from winning the Innovation Award from the Biodiesel Board to being the first company to pioneer out into B20 warranties for our engines, and then later on B100. And now, of course, you can't go past 100%, so now we're putting our efforts into other areas. For example, at the show, I'll probably see you later this week in Louisville. We will be promoting biodiesel on all of our tractors that are warrantied for it. So we continue to support it in that way.
Yeah, we'll emphasize again that we'll be headed to Louisville right after we're done here tomorrow, and we'll be broadcasting from the National Farm Machinery Show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week. And Gene, as you mentioned, New Holland will be there featuring your equipment, and as you said, a chance to really promote the use of biodiesel to that large audience that'll be there.
Right. I think it's important to, especially now in this point in time, to show the significance that the biodiesel is making in the industry. Right now, I'm pleased to see that, according to some producer attitude surveys, that 50% of farmers are now using biodiesel to some level, and it's been known fact for a long time that if every farmer and rancher in the country used biodiesel to some degree, we could increase the production to the point that it would cover nearly 43 million bushels of soybeans, which helps out the agricultural economy besides helping out the environmental economy. So there's a lot to be gained. We've gained a lot already in biodiesel. I think they're up to about 475 million gallons that are being produced now, and that's up tremendously over just 5 or 6, maybe 5 years ago when they were only producing 25 million gallons. So we are heading in the right direction.
Well, it was important early on for companies like New Holland to step forward and be big supporters and endorse the use of biodiesel. So New Holland has been very instrumental in that growth we have seen in the usage of biodiesel. Gene, thanks a lot. Hope you're able to travel, and we look forward to hopefully seeing you in Louisville later this week at the National Farm Machinery Show.
Well, I certainly plan on being there.
So. All right. Thanks, Gene. Gene Hemphill, representing New Holland. Again, Gene officially retired from New Holland, but still does quite a bit of work for them. And New Holland, a big promoter of the use of biodiesel.